Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, you're here for Ben. Just 1 second. Right now it's 8.02 a.m. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 1-888-98-TWINS. A very good morning. Jim, how you doing real quick?
Great.
Good, yeah?
Yep.
Made it in. You're a veteran driver. Was the tunnel, four-pit tunnel, open when you came through?
Yes, it was.
Larry said it was closed when he came through.
Yeah, I was. It took me twice as long to get in as it usually does.
That's what happens. Today.
I know.
I'm glad you took it slow. Well, I'm glad you weren't in it.
Did you cross paths with KDK overnight producer Greg Finley, who we think may have driven home at about 4 miles an hour?
Yes.
No.
You happen to see
no,
him?
No. My conclusion is, by the way, and I'm sure you guys will agree with this, is that whatever speed I want to drive in this stuff, that's the correct speed.
Pretty, yeah.
Right? Don't you feel the same way? Like, you know how fast you need to drive in this stuff.
Right.
And there are some people that are too slow, some people that are too fast. But luckily today is, it's a holiday, and a lot of people aren't going to work, and that's a good thing.
My move is more so than the speed. Well, the speed, yeah, that's a big factor. I like driving in between the lanes.
Yes.
Right in the middle. I'm that guy. That's a good one.
Right, but
as long as you can.
Until you run into the person who's not driving the correct speed,
who's doing that, which
happened on 28 kind of at the end. But everything was okay. The toughest part for me was getting up the hill office. Yeah,
or this hill right here to the office park.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it.
Well,
I'm here.
We would have come and got you, that's for sure.
I was thinking about that, pulling off and walking.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Did you ever read that book, Snowbound? I think it is.
Ooh, I brought banana bread, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, we'll find out. I know what I'm doing during the Ben Roethlisberger interview.
Exactly.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And the aforementioned Ben Roethlisberger interview happens right now.
Has it hit you yet?
It hit me that we lost, and it stinks. But when you get to the tournament, only one team's going to end the season the way they want to, and we didn't.
How emotional is this for you right now? I'm going through this game the way it ended and walking off the field.
Yeah, it's tough. But I'm proud to play with these guys. God has blessed me with an ability to throw football and has blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players, and it has just been truly a blessing, and I'm so thankful to him for the opportunity that he's given me.
Ben, can you share what Mahomes said to you and what you said to Mahomes after the game?
I just wished him nothing but the best. Such a good football player, and it's fun to watch him, and just a lot of respect there, I think, between us. He just respected a lot of respect and said he's got to get a jersey, and I told him I need one too.
Ben, do you feel that this offense made progress over the course of the season, collectively and individually?
It's hard to answer that right now. I will say that I'm really proud of the way guys fought. We had guys, whether it's linemen or backs or receivers, tight ends. I mean, guys stepped up and literally fought to the end tonight. Guys just never quit, and literally to the last second, even when it's out of grasp, guys don't quit, and we're line changing receivers, and we're just fighting, and linemen are fighting their butts off, and so I'm just so proud to call these guys brothers and to play for them.
Dumba, there's some disconnects there, maybe more so than before, especially early in the game. It seemed like a couple times you audibled or changed the play and threw the ball deep or threw it out, and guys kind of stopped or.
Well, I don't think any of us played well early. I think we all, for whatever reason, you know, and so we didn't make the plays we had too early to give ourselves a chance. And by doing that, we didn't keep our defense off the field, and we put them in tough situations to go against such a high-powered offense when we don't, you know, do our job and stay on the field and convert third downs and stuff. That's tough.
Ben, you guys dealt with a lot of adversity this season. How do you sum up what this team's able to accomplish this year?
You know, just a bunch of guys that fought for each other, that fought their butts off and, you know, just competed. It wasn't always pretty, but there were a lot of games that we found a way. And like I said, just like tonight, fought to the end. And I'll just say that I'm so proud of this group of men and the way they fight and for each other, for the black and gold, for our fans. And so it's just been an honor to play with them.
Ben, what impact do you think you had on this franchise?
I don't know. I mean, I've been here a long time, and it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, God has blessed me. You know, we joke a lot, you know, about the Browns and going there, but it was meant to be that I was going to wear black and gold. Draft day, I had a black suit on with a gold tie. I mean, I'm just so thankful. I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler from checking with Dan Rooney, you know. And so we all miss him. Anyone that knew him misses him. And so it's just hopefully I could pass some of that on to some of the guys and they can continue the tradition of what it means to be a Steeler and get passed down.
Was that important to you this year? Do you try to do that more to protect that legacy to come out?
Yeah, I mean, not just this year, but whenever you get a bunch of new guys, once you start to lose some of the old regime, if you will, you got to find ways to pass it down. And we've got some guys in there that will continue to do that. You know, I gave Cam a big hug and told him it's on him now. It's his job to pass it down and to keep teaching and holding guys to the Pittsburgh standard.
Is this harder than you thought it would be? Playing in the last game.
Yeah. I mean, we thought last week was going to be the end. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen, and God blessed to play another football game, and it didn't end the way we wanted it to. But it's a blessing to be able to play this game. I mean, I try and tell those guys a lot that how lucky are we that we get to play football for a living. We need to count our blessings and understand how lucky we are. Yeah, we're out there getting beat up and this, that, and the other, but we get to entertain millions of fans and throw, catch, run, do what we've all done as kids. That's our job now. And it's just we need to, when we say our prayers, thank God for that.
Mark, and how much over the years, you've seen a lot of teammates go through the end of their career phase. How much has this point been something you thought about happening eventually, and maybe how did the way this played out, how you thought it might, or different?
Yeah, I don't know if it's emotional because it's just the end of the season. I mean, this would be emotional no matter what. It's, you know, we never like to lose and go out, and I'll miss these guys. It'll probably really hit me come training camp time.
What's next for you, Ben?
You know, I'm going to do everything I can to be the best husband and father I can be and try and expand God's kingdom.
One more. Are you excited for that phase of your life?
I'm nervous. No, I am excited. Just because, you know, I get to go home tonight. I assume we're going to make it out and get home, and we've got snow, and so the kids are already playing and tubing and doing, you know, sledding and stuff. And so being a husband and father, you never take a day off. You got to keep going. And so as we move from one chapter to the next, it's going to be different, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a new challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Ben out there throwing lame duck snowballs at his kids this morning. Sorry.
Little Ben.
He won't hit him. He'll throw him short. Go. 13 yards is too far. You got to move in.
Come behind me. I'm going to chuck it up. Yes. You see if you can draw a DPI from your sister.
No, that was nice, though, Ben. And by the way, Black and Gold Uncensored brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. What's your takeaway, Jim? Jim's got his arms crossed. He's in the I don't really give a hell mode already this morning. He's been here 11 minutes.
I've been in that mood since about halftime last night.
Yeah. Now, what is your takeaway, Jim? Your big takeaways. We're going to get into a lot of stuff. We'll get into the coordinators later this hour, and we'll go around the league and everything that happened in the playoffs. But what is your takeaway?
It was just weird. My main takeaway, you mean Ben specifically?
All of it. Everything. they need to change almost everything. And we talked about it's the same stuff that we talked about a year ago. I heard you guys earlier, and it's the same thing. This everything played out the way that we figured it would, and that they'd just be fair to Midland, and then they're going to draft what, 20th?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, there you go. And so if you think they should draft a quarterback, the best one's not going to be there.
How do you get better if you don't get worse? That's the thing in the NFL.
Right. I now there's no guarantee because we've seen there are teams that
Cleveland
that have been bad. Jacksonville, although they had a couple runs in there, but there were, you know, Detroit. There are teams that have perennially finished in the bottom five, and they can't turn things around. And even if you get a quarterback with one of those top five picks, we've seen that's about a 50-50 proposition. There is so much work that needs to be done with this team at every position.
I make of the discussion with Ed, and here's something that I want to dial down on. Let's get into the coordinators at 8:30, really heavy.
Okay.
But something I do want to dial down on is offensive line is something everybody points to, and rightly so. I honestly think they have made strides to try to repair that offensive line. They just identified the wrong people. Like, if you really look at the offensive line and what they – now, they didn't use the draft other than Kendrick Green.
Well,
But they went out, they got Haig. They paid Banner. They paid Chooks. It's a misnomer to think, well, you didn't try to do anything online. Somebody who's identifying talent screwed that up.
Yeah, the Zach Banner thing in particular. And I understand there's an injury involved
And
but
Green.
Still,
you used a pretty high pick on Green.
Yes. Yeah, you can find you find starting linemen all over the place. You see just about every team from the first round through free agency, and that's the way the Steelers have done it. But they're going to have to do it again. They haven't really made any strides. You know, if you go through the entire Steelers roster, and I heard you guys do this with Ed, that there are – how many guys on defense do you want back? I count five. That's it. With the big three, and then Highsmith, and probably Cam
Sutton.
You
need an answer from Tuitt, and if you don't have Tuitt back, then I might want Wormley back.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I agree with that. And I would, with Tuitt, as good as he is, I would say, you know, sorry.
But see, that's the difference between this team being the fair to Midland 500, just get into a wild card spot kind of team, and to being a Super Bowl contender is, like, I like what Chris Wormley did this year. I like what Montrevious Adams did after they picked him up.
Players.
But those are guys that are like your Travis Kershkes on a Super Bowl team, right?
They should be what Mondu and give me another one.
Yeah.
Archibong or whoever, Taco,
Tuska.
You know, those guys.
Yeah, Taco and Tuska. I mean, those guys shouldn't be – those should be the guys you go to when you have to, right? And
well, they kind of did.
Well, yeah.
With Wormley.
But I guess you shouldn't feel like –
but they're Chris Hope. They ain't Ike Taylor.
Right. And that's the thing.
They're down the line. They are. You're right.
They've got the three big stars on defense, right? Okay. You got Cam, you got Watt, you got Minka. And then to Ed's point, when I brought those three up, he's like, oh, who else do they got? No, Ed's right to
Highsmith
an extent.
Highsmith and Sutton.
Highsmith and
maybe Akello.
Maybe. But like then you're all of
but
a sudden
let's look at the general
we're prefacing
manager.
It with maybes.
They swung and they missed on Schobert. You know, they swung and they missed on Devin Bush.
Mm-hmm.
They've swung and they – what is Terrell Edmonds? We still
not
don't
here
know.
Next year.
Correct. Yeah. That you could say they swung and they missed on him.
But he's probably sixth in line of the guys that we're mentioning on defense that you'd want back. You know, I mean, he's not horrible, but that may speak to the
but that's
quality
a hell
of,
an
of the
indictment,
rest of the defense.
Though.
Oh, I know.
That's my point. Like, we're talking about, well, he's not horrible.
Yeah.
Witherspoon's okay. I mean, maybe I'd want him. This defense does not have enough guys, aside from the big three, who are like, yeah, that's a locked-in starter, and he's going to help us win games. He's going to do his job while the big three are making the big plays.
Right. I'm not into playing grab ass and hugging each other and slapping five because Cameron Hayward made a play 14 yards downfield. I'm saying, why did Cameron Hayward just
have
need to make a play 14
right.
yards downfield? Man, did he give an effort last night? You know,
he always does. Like he was all year.
But it is absolutely irresponsible that he has to give an effort.
You
like
know,
that.
One of the good things is that, and I understand that the front office has made some misevaluations. Let's put it that way. But they did draft Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt were drafted at the back end of the first round. So you can find all-pro future Hall of Fame, excuse me, kind of guys at those spots. But they need to start doing it at just about – what position do they not need? Tight end? Is that it?
I mean, you could draft any
position. And tailback.
Yeah,
okay. Outside of, and the,
but
veteran
they need a
backup,
one.
Right? Veteran backup that we, you know, Benny Snell actually looked kind of okay last night. But you
yeah,
can't
but
get fooled by.
Carries.
I know you just can't get fooled by anything positive that happened last night, in my opinion.
No, I mean there is, and to the point too, the bigger point, they don't have an identity. For decades, you could point to what their identity was.
Their identity is they're going to give up. They're going to make the playoffs and give up 40 points. That's right. I mean, that's what
it
is.
What
and
it is.
That's the standard.
Yep.
Man, they're in. They're in trouble. They are.
Somebody named Rooney, and not somebody, Art, needs to pull Mike Tomlin aside and say, "Listen, man, you are not involved in the day to day, and especially the game day on the defensive side of the ball. You need to go. We need to together to go out and find you some hot shot coordinators to turn this thing around."
One guy in the AFC North may have made me like him. I'll tell you who that is coming up in just a couple, and it is absolutely not Baker Mayfield. But one guy maybe has made me like him, and I'll tell you who that is. And then we do talk coordinators at 8:30. Your calls all morning, 412-928-9370. And Mike Tomlin's full comments from postgame, they're coming up at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. I'll tell you this, freezing cold outside, snow everywhere. It is just awful. It's terrible. You don't want any parts of it. You want to stay home in your nice warm house. And you're not going to have that nice warm house unless you got great windows. Make sure you get in touch with Window Nation. If you feel that draft coming in, if you feel that it's not great out and you feel cold air coming in, Window Nation's where you need to go, right? Heater running constantly? If so, Window Nation right now. When they want to help you keep that warm air in, zero down, zero payment, zero interest offer for a limited time. Get new windows and keep your cold, hard cash in your nice, warm pocket, right? They're giving you two free windows with every two that you buy. There's no limit, no minimum, no maximum at all. Let Window Nation get you out of this deep freeze, and it's happening right now. How about their installers? They get in and they get it done right, and they keep getting jobs because they know what they're doing. Over 16 years of experience on average these people have working for Window Nation. Pay nothing until 2024. Plus, you're going to get two free windows with every two that you buy. Like I said, 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. All right, don't make me like you. Oh, don't make me like you, Zach Taylor. You heard Boomer allude to this just a little bit, but there's an expanded story on this. So after they won, they had a couple game balls that were used in the game, I guess. And that's what game balls are. And then they took them out. So he and a couple members of his staff, and then the tight end, the guy that's been there
Uzama.
Forever. Uzama, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He might be the longest tenured Bengal.
He's one of the, I want to say, four or five guys on the roster who was there last time they were in a playoff game.
So they went out to local bars. He went to Mount Lookout Tavern, MLT's is what people call it in Cincinnati. It's like a Mario's kind of, it's like a, you know, famous local kind of watering hole. And people are still after the game and they're there and bang, here comes in, unannounced, even the people that they didn't know. He just walks in with a game ball and is holding it and just said, I'd like a couple beers, me and, you know, it was like quality control guy and somebody else. So people didn't mob him. They just went up to him though, like, hey, can I get a picture with you? And he sent two and three other players out to different bars, and he said, listen, I want you guys to go out and just be amongst the people and go have a beer. Make sure you get an Uber, all that kind of stuff. Don't do it wild. Just go be seen and celebrate and understand what it's like to be amongst these people who have seen so much losing. But and listen, don't get totally wild or whatever. Just go in there and feel what it's like. Don't make me like you, Zach Taylor.
Well, I mean, this iteration of the Bengals reminds me so much in the way they and their fans have kind of connected and the kind of future they have laid out in front of them. It strikes me as really similar to like the 2012-2013 Pirates, right? A team that's just lost forever and nobody in town has any hope. But you know, as soon as they turn it around, everybody's going to be on board at a million miles an hour flying down the road on that bandwagon. Look, if I got to choose one of the three teams in this division that I hate the least,
yes,
it's probably the Bengals.
Well, now that it's the new Bengals, it's not perfect and it's not Adam Jones and it's not those guys. They're kind of, I don't want to say likable, but Burrow feels likable.
Really, oh, Burrow looks like he's about 12 years old until he plays. Yeah. And
Jamar Chase is fun to watch, Jim.
And they were criticized in some corners, right, for not going offensive line to protect Joe Burrow. And instead they draft this guy who's just unbelievable. And now they'll probably pick up some linemen. They're not going to be bad anytime soon.
No, that's what I was going to say. Strap in, because for the next 5 to 10 years, the Bengals are going to be the team to beat, I think, in the division.
All right, let's get into these coordinators a little bit. And we got some calls on the line that we'll take for sure. 412-928-9370. But the coordinators, there are two very, I think, very clear and defined paths you can take with the offensive coordinator. I mean, really clear and defined. And they both involve, because of the running back situation, he went out and he drafted a running back. And we dive into that coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. First, though, listen, you got that body ache. You don't want it anymore. You got to be done with it. Just be finished this year, right? You don't want to go through another year with that awful joint pain. Don't do it. Resolve right now to get yourself moving again for 2022. Non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. We're talking about lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids, no downtime at all. It's exciting stuff. Regenerative, restorative treatments that actually encourage your body to heal itself through highly concentrated natural biologics. Patients rave about it. Hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, back pain relief, all of it. Don't let them keep giving you steroids. Do not do that. And don't let them tell you surgery is the only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. K-I-N-E-T-I-X. QC Kinetics. Right here in Pittsburgh. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230. Imagine life this year without any pain. Get in touch. QC Kinetics. 8:32. Good morning to you on your Monday. Not very victorious. Oh, Jim, I didn't get that banana bread yet. I got to run back there. So Linda made some banana bread.
Hopefully it'll still be there. I'm sure it will be, because we have a rather skeleton crew, but yes. The people that I want to get banana bread that Linda makes
are here.
Are all here.
Except producer Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Kale is here. He's not a bad, and it's not bad. No. We'd like to add Kale, I'm saying.
Right.
Producer Matt is one of those people that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Also, but yeah, he'll...
There may be some banana bread in Matt's future at some point.
Oh, there we go. Wow. There we go. All right. Anthony in Oakland, he's a big fan of banana bread. Good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I have said...
Do you like banana bread? Before you answer, do you like banana bread?
I've never had it, young man. I'm an old whippersnapper. I like
what
bread I have come accustomed to over these 60-something years.
Okay. All right. Speaking of accustomed, are the Steelers too accustomed to doing things their way and they're just never going to come off it, Anthony?
Well, they're going to have to because there's a staleness that's pervading from this organization. I smell it. It's awful. And I know Tomlin is the last man standing as far as black head coaches in this league of 32 teams, but he has to be talked to. You can't, this is unacceptable. You bring in a Vic Fangio or Mike Zimmer. And while you're bringing in Zimmer, you bring in the young Kubiak offensive coordinator up there who's turned Justin Jefferson and Cook into stars. This, you have to follow what the league's going with those stretch run plays. This team looks old and antiquated. And I'm not just talking about the old relic of a quarterback you've dealt with for 2 years.
No, I don't disagree. I think you're absolutely right. I think you nailed it. Here's the thing, though. If the guy that is the owner of the team, and Art Rooney II, and this is the part I don't understand, why can he make a public edict to run the football more, but he can't go to the head coach and say, we need to hire this guy, and this guy to assist you? It's like people say, and like we had Ed Bouchette on earlier, and he said, well, he shouldn't get involved in football matters, but he just did last year by saying they need to run the football more. This is the part I'm not understanding, Anthony. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Yeah. I would like to have a conversation with him, but that's okay. That's the part that's a big disconnect for me, is that people are having it both ways with Art Rooney II. Like even Bouchette. Bouchette goes, well, I don't want the owner involved in football matters. He puts himself in the middle of football matters all the time.
Who's going to be the agent of change, though?
Correct.
Because if you just leave it up to Mike Tomlin, let me tell you how much will change. Just about nothing. Nothing. Because Mike Tomlin doesn't have any desire to change the coordinators. Mike Tomlin doesn't have any desire. He doesn't even know. Here's the thing. And I like Mike Tomlin. In general, I think he is going to go down as a Hall of Fame head coach someday, and he does a lot of things right. What he has not done right over the last 5 to 6 years is self-evaluate, not just his job, but the organization as a whole. And, you know, Doug brings that up all the time, Doug Whaley, when he's in here on Wednesdays. He always talks about self-evaluation. And I think that's an important piece that's been, you know, you talk about the three playoff losses where they've given up an average of 40-plus points. You talk about an offense that over the last three seasons has been horribly underwhelming, other than when Ben Roethlisberger decided to draw things up in the dirt for about 8 or 9 weeks last year. The honest self-evaluation, if you're Mike Tomlin, is we're not doing a lot right now, and we need to change a lot. So I will take it upon myself as the head coach of this team to change those things. And if you're the owner and you see that the head coach does not want to change those things, then it's your job to step in.
Second craziest thing I've heard today behind Anthony in Oakland thinking banana bread is some millennial concoction and it just got invented. Like,
yeah, well, in my 60-something-plus years.
You've had a lot of it.
I have had Linda's banana bread particularly. It's great.
Anyway, but can you get a full view of Canada, Butler, and all of this? You know, that is to say these questions here that revolve around them. Can you get a full view if you're so insulated and live inside of it and don't take a step back? And it feels like that's where Mike Tomlin is right now, Jim.
The thing that I've always, you know, wondered is if I'm Mike Tomlin with the most secure head coaching position this side of Belichick, right?
That, no, I'll say in all of sports.
Okay. And he's not going to, his job's not in jeopardy. And the performance, you know, no losing seasons. Okay. if I were him, I'd want to identify. Look, he was the youngest head coach in the league when he was hired, and no one knew where he came from, everything else. And he did inherit some veteran coordinators. Now that he's been around for a while, go out and get the best young assistant coaches. I don't understand why he can't attract up and coming assistant coaches.
I think he can. I think the organization can, but I think he is reticent to do that for whatever
reason. I don't think
he
likes people that are going to challenge his power. I think he likes to be the big dog in the office. He likes to be the big dog in the facility, and he likes to be the man in charge. And nobody challenges that. He doesn't like climbers. He likes people that want to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Which is weird because
he was
one. Right. I mean, we're talking about like almost straight up
meteoric. Yeah,
yeah, and it was, and I, you know, I wouldn't be. He's got no reason to be afraid of any of his assistants.
Because to your point, he does have the most secure job in sports outside of a guy named Bill up in Foxborough, Massachusetts. He is, even if they had two young up and coming hotshot coordinators come in this offseason, right, to try and turn things around under a new quarterback, whoever it may be, get the best out of not just Watt, Hayward, and Fitzpatrick, but every other piece on the defensive side. Even if you had that, neither one of those guys is going to take his job from him. Art Rooney is going to stand solidly behind Mike Tomlin.
Forget job, though. Forget job. Let's spin it the other way. Maybe it's Mike Tomlin psychologically not liking people to get the credit. There could be that.
If that's the case, then Mike Tomlin has to be more comfortable with being in power but probably never winning another Lombardi.
I'm just looking for angles.
No, I know.
Well, you go to a Super Bowl, he's going to get tons of credit.
I'm just, again, there has to be some psychological reason why you don't bring in the best people. Why you look all around the NFL and people have these climbers and these guys that are identified as that guy's the next head coach. It's not even like these guys then evolve into that in their time as Steelers. The people he hires from the get-go are people like that guy's going to be the next head coach. They're not even identified as that from day one.
No.
Adrian Clem, when he was hired, nobody in the world, even if best case scenario, nobody goes, that guy's going to grow into an offensive coordinator.
No.
Even if best, if he became a great an offensive line coach, nobody was going to say he was going to be going to be an offensive coordinator.
Well, again, if Mike Tomlin just wants to be the most powerful guy not named Rooney at 3400 South Water Street, then by all means, he can hold on to that power if he wants to. It's not going to win him any more trophies.
Do you think
or any
the Steelers
rings.
Are already rebuilding? That we're in the middle of a rebuild and we just don't understand it?
Yeah.
No, I think we've understood
they
it going back
to
last year. I think, you know, we had
but
a
then
conversation.
They should have told the quarterback to hit the road.
You're exactly right. And we had a conversation about the offensive line before the 2020 season, Colin. I remember it was March of 2020, right around the time the pandemic started, because we were sitting in two different studios, right? And I remember having a detailed conversation about how they were going to have to turn over the offensive line over the course of the next couple of years. It was right after Ramon had hung it up. And that was the identifiable beginning of the rebuild. And choosing to hold on to Ben as long as they did throughout the beginnings of the rebuild just means you're going to stretch it out even longer on the back end.
Well, then Art Rooney II being involved in football matters and not being able to tell the quarterback to hit the road is something that has been an impediment to this team. There's just no way around that.
They chose to honor Ben, which, if that's your decision, by all means, that's your decision. But they chose to honor Ben this year rather than move along the organizational timeline of this rebuild.
Jim, and the guys whose careers are getting way. I mean, I know you talked about Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth, and that's true. So you don't want to waste them. The guys that are getting wasted are T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Positively. You're dead right about that. All right, coming up next, let's whip around the league a little bit. We take your calls as well. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. Good morning. All right, we'll maybe work back to front or just kind of all around wherever. And, by the way, Mike Tomlin coming up top of the hour. But Cowboys Radio Network.
Let you get out of bounds.
Prescott in the gun, runs up the middle to the 30, to the 25 and slides. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did he spike it in time?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Scoreboard clock is running at zero.
Yeah, so he would be the one to determine where the clock was. Now, again, this could...
That's the end of the game.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Just the finality of it was perfect.
So they got the ball down 6:32 seconds left, and then they ran that draw. Dak ran a draw with 24 seconds left. You could talk about the official trying to spot the ball or this or that. You run a quarterback draw with 24 seconds left.
It was less than that, wasn't it?
Or to the 24, excuse me, with 14 seconds
left.
You get what's coming to you. You run a quarterback draw.
Just stupidity.
He needed to slide down earlier or, not run that play.
If all you're trying to do is gain, an extra 6 or 7 yards and you think the QB draw will get it easily there, then to your point, sprint forward 5, 6, 7 yards, slide, stand there and hand the ball to the ump, who's got to spot the ball.
Give
right?
it to him in his hand and be pushing him down to the ground with the other hand. Right.
You got to be at, but I wouldn't even run that play with 14 seconds left and no timeouts left. I run a 10 to 15 yard out, and if I can't complete it, I just chuck the thing into the stands and take my chances on a Hail Mary.
And they had run a great hook and lateral involving our guy Cedric Wilson. Blue Heron's finest out on out off a 9-10. People will in Dallas have a skewed vision of this and say, oh my gosh, the official, I can't believe he didn't get in the play. Totally.
For me, it's
totally
just
ridiculous.
More evidence as to why there were rumors of Jerry Jones considering firing Mike McCarthy before the game, because McCarthy's game management is awful.
I agree.
It's awful. And I like Mike McCarthy as a human being, but his coaching, awful, his game management.
Jim, in that game, too. So Jerry spends $1 billion on a building. Two things. He's got the scoreboard too low where the punter hits it. And also, he just could turn the building, instead of going north and south or whatever, or go east and west, make it go north and south. The sun was in Wilson's eyes two different times and impeded him from catching a football. Or get a curtain.
I was going to say shut the curtain.
Because they have that. You see it in college basketball. They have it at Allen Fieldhouse.
Duquesne has that now.
Yeah, and you just put a curtain up so the sun doesn't come in. What a goof.
Penguins do that during during afternoon games. It doesn't make any. I had to look this up, too. There was a CF at the end of a Steelers game. I knew it involved Kent Graham.
Uh-huh.
And it was 22 years ago, 2000 season up in Cleveland. And he didn't throw the ball away. He got sacked, and they couldn't kick a field goal that would have sent the game into overtime potentially. It reminded me of that, where it was just a complete mess where nobody knew what they were doing. And it's just, at every level there's blame to go around. And the Cowboys fans are throwing stuff at everybody.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, and by the way, I am convinced more than ever yesterday that the cutaways that the network was going to during the Cowboys game are actors planted in the crowd.
Woman who was literally in tears.
It's too much. It's too perfect. The couple that the guy's arm was around the girl and he was consoling her hair. And this was not, the game wasn't over. It was as it was going. It's too perfect. I'm convinced the NFL has us. Those are planted actors, and they have an earpiece in or something. And they're
The world of Roger Goodell, that wouldn't surprise
me. It wouldn't
me
stun
in the
me. All
right, we need tears.
Yes,
now.
We need tears. Right.
Cut to six. Cut to six. Camera six. Cut.
Right. It felt like it was too right and too perfect. All right, the other NFC game, it was kind of ho-hum. They scored 15 points late, the Eagles did, in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't as close as 31-15.
We need to stop discounting Tom Brady even when he's missing a ton of offensive weapons.
Yeah, and the wind was all over the place, so we didn't really see.
And that's a good Philadelphia defense.
It is.
It is. So, stop discounting Brady even when he doesn't have all his weapons available.
He's got Mike Evans and a bunch of guys that you've never heard of now.
Rob Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Oh, well,
Brady
Gronk, yes.
Good.
I'm sorry. And, how could you leave Gronk uncovered sneaks into the end zone? Wait, I've heard of him.
The question that I take from the Eagles, honestly, though, is this their quarterback?
I don't think you cut bait yet. I think you give him another year to prove that he can get over making stupid mistakes. And I think you design the offense around not putting him in positions to make stupid mistakes.
First AFC game Saturday, Bengals, Raiders. You know, now the big question is for me, obviously you look at the Raiders, or excuse me, you look at the Bengals and what they're going to do against Tennessee, but did the Raiders interim guy do enough to keep the job?
For me, he did. He's the first interim in Super Bowl, the Super Bowl era to get to the playoffs.
Right. I mean, that's got to be a big, or do you have enough money to lure Harbaugh from Michigan, which is a lot of the talk out there.
But if you do that, I think you're hitting a reset button and you might as well move on from Carr as well.
Well, I think they may move on from Carr.
Anyway?
Mm-hmm. I think they may. Although, I would, you know, I don't know how the guy, Rich Bisaccia or whatever, can endear himself anymore.
No, you can't. He did everything right.
He did
everything you want an interim head coach to do.
And keep in mind this, you know, oh, yeah, you have Gruden leave or whatever. You also had somebody kill somebody in a DUI wreck. You had another guy get a DUI charge just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Like, it could have gone way off the rails. And he just distanced himself from all the terrible stuff and said, who's in this room? We're making it happen. He's not the sexy name. He's not the guy. He's not Mr. Vegas or whatever that's going to have some sort of – but maybe they don't need that personality from the head coach.
I think it's better if they don't have her.
Yeah, if you have a team that wins – and plus, I think Vegas, they're going to sell tickets anyway.
Right.
Because half of their crowd is probably people from L.A. and Oakland that still go to the games.
Would you have any interest in Derek Carr?
Yes, but at what cost?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the big impediment here. All right, to the last game. I never saw a 30-point win coming for the Bills. Mm-mm. I didn't think a Belichick team – I thought they could get beat. I didn't think they'd get beat by 30 and look like – they were out-schemed, looked like they didn't know what they were doing. Their defense was totally lost from the very beginning. They got embarrassed.
That's as close to a perfect game as you're going to see from an offense. 7 drives, 7 touchdowns, and the only drive they didn't score on were the kneel downs at the end.
You know what's crazy about Josh Allen is he's shoulder shimmying people in the open field. He's breaking ankles. Like, he's out there. He's pumped. I mean, it is not like what – Ben never moved like that.
No.
Like, people say, oh, it's not a young Ben. Ben never got up the field 5, 6, 8 yards and made people miss like that.
No, like you said, the shimmy. He never had that shake to him.
He is something. Between he and the quarterback in L.A., the quarterback with the Chargers, those two guys are just incredibly fun to watch.
Well, but Mahomes, too. He's not much older than those guys.
Mahomes is the best ball handler that's ever played the quarterback position, I decided yesterday. You go through all the guys. He is like a Big 8 quarterback in 1984 or whatever, running the triple bone option, but he also has the ability to throw it on a rope 45 yards down the field. Normally can't do both.
He handles it like a point guard.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to watch him, the way he'll flip it, the way under, you know, it's like he's doing magic tricks with a football.
Well, yeah, it's like a service academy quarterback.
Yeah.
Ball handling the football like that, but you think of guys that handle the ball like that, Jim, normally don't have time to work on. They're not good passers because you run an offense that's predicated on just
those guys running around,
right? Ball handling in triple option or something crazy like that. But
I keep coming back to this shortstop turning a double play kind of stuff that he does, and that's, you know, and that's a now I know he's an exceptional athlete, obviously, but it's like that's another testament to guys. Kids should play more than one sport. You really should, you know, just don't get locked into whatever sport you're playing. Play a few of them and you'll be better off.
Worked out for Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Mahomes too, it's not even the stuff that, I mean, it's stuff after the play too. Once the ball's gone and the sleight of hand stuff, he's so ridiculous to play against. He really is.
Didn't you say, I remember when I was a kid, like he tossed that underhand.
Uh-huh.
He just shoved it to Tyreek Hill. Like, we would say in the backyard, that was an illegal forward lateral because you're lateraling in it. That shouldn't have counted.
I'll tell you what, though. Tyreek Hill hit 0-60. I mean, for as terrible as a human being as Tyreek Hill is.
How about that other dude?
He hits, Hardman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They
got burners.
I mean, they get to full speed.
Kelsey's probably the fastest tight end in the league, too.
It's scary what
they quarterback, have. Too.
It's scary what they have.
Yeah, they're okay, I guess.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.